Vice President Biden and Governor Cuomo held the press conference in the Red Room at the Capitol building to discuss the work planned to make New York's infrastructure systems more storm resilient, reflecting on the devastation brought on by Superstorm Sandy in 2012 and Tropical Storms Irene and Lee in 2011. The governor said the rebuilding plan required government to reimagine the infrastructures of New York.
This was a special challenge for us because it called for us to literally reimagine the state in light of what we went through with Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, Storms Irene and Lee, and taking those lessons and taking really that trauma and reshaping our vision of New York through that experience.
Governor Cuomo outlined New York's recovery plan in areas of improving weather detection, rebuilding and redesigning transportation systems, including bridges and airports, and improving the state's energy systems. The governor also outlined the need for improvements in wastewater systems, increased coastal protection, reevaluation of home construction, rebuilding communities, and emergency preparedness. Cuomo said the work would not be possible without partnership with the federal government.
This wouldn't happen without the federal government and without their support for the supplemental appropriation, without the federal government cutting the bureaucracy the way they did and doing the coordination that made today possible.
In January 2013, Congress approved $60 billion for the Superstorm Sandy recovery effort. Vice President Biden said the Empire State's mission to rebuild better should be reflected across the country.
The governor knows that we not only have to reimagine New York for a New York reality, we have to reimagine America for an American reality. And the reality is we've got to get back on our game.
Biden used an example of expansion of the Panama Canal to allow larger ships to pass through, only to be unable to make stops at most of America's ports and harbors as one way the country is lagging behind.
We're going to be left behind. The competition in the 21st century is different. But you got a governor who understands why the Empire State became known as the Empire State and apparently is determined to keep it the Empire State.
Right.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I wish everybody could see this presentation.
In his closing remarks, Governor Cuomo nodded towards the state legislative leaders also at the conference, and said the rebuilding effort will be a unified partnership.
We know how to work. We're from hard work. And we have the plan, and we're going to go. And we're going to do it together as a unified government. Speaker Silver is a good assemblyman. He's not bad with a hammer and nails. You have to see Dean Skelos is a pretty good electrician. We're going to rebuild this state. You come here 12 months from now, and you're going to be impressed with everything we did. Thanks to you and the partnership. Thank you.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.